It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. You can always send us a tweet, follow us on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. What's the most underrated combination? Like, you put these two things together, they're absolutely amazing. And let me give you a few examples here. Go around the room, give me your combination you think is just way too underrated. You just love this combo. How about a hot shower and fresh bed sheets? You come in there, you're all steamy. I'm all sexy. My wife's like, oh, yeah. Hey, big daddy.
That's a good one.
Fresh sheets are always the best.
Get in there looking fly as hell. What about my favorite drink of all time? When you combine sweet tea and lemonade, you give yourself an Arnold Palmer. That
so
might be one
like
of the
that.
Best things ever. Have you had it?
I don't like tea unless it's hot, so I wouldn't like it, but so many people do.
But have you tried it, though?
No, because I don't like iced tea.
I had like a mild Arnold Palmer addiction in high school, and then I haven't had it since.
See, like, I feel like high schoolers order that because it sounds like alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you can get it in those like big cans that almost look like Four Locos, but it's like non-alcoholic.
Arizona iced tea, baby. Yep. 99 cents. That is the best deal. You want to get me a drink? Get me an Arizona iced tea Arnold Palmer. Half and half, please. What about this? Wendy's, they're frosty and a hot, salty fry.
A lot of people like that too, yeah.
Just dip it in there a little bit. And one thing that I've never been a big fan of, but I remember everybody, when we had pizza at high school, they'd have pizza and ranch. That combo right there, they say like they have to go together. Alex, you're not a fan, I think, of either one of those.
So I don't like pizza. I've never had ranch dressing. Someone we used to work with has to order ranch with his pizza.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was way too much.
He orders ranch with literally everything.
I think he got ranch with ranch. He's like, I'll take some more of that. Do you guys have any of these? It's just something that like, sparked my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's got to be some other underrated combinations. Also, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
I like green apple slices, like Granny Smith apples with cinnamon peanut butter.
Oh, I never had that before. Okay.
I've never even had cinnamon peanut butter, but I do like peanut butter and honey sandwiches.
Ew.
No, peanut butter and honey together is so freaking
that
good.
That does sound really good. Actually, I want to try that when I get home. Have you ever tried like peanut butter and pickle? Because that is amazing.
Gosh, stop. That's for pregnant people.
No, it's not. I'm not pregnant. And don't say I look like I'm pregnant. Do not say that. No. Oh, my God. Peanut butter and pickle. It's the jam. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Emily.
Emily, what do you got? What's a combination?
Pickles and A1 sauce.
Oh, ew. Sick.
Actually,
no,
wait a minute.
It's so delicious.
I love A1 sauce, even though a lot of times a good steak doesn't need it.
It is so delicious. You got to try it. And it's not a pregnant thing either.
I was going to say, how did you come up with that one? Okay.
Joe.
Steak and Shake has the best.
Thank you.
Try it tonight and let us know how we know. But I have two other very bizarre combinations.
Okay, Liv, what do you got?
Okay, a Wheat Thin with mustard, cheese, and a pickle.
Wheat Thin with mustard,
cheese and a
pickle.
That is the best combination ever. And then my sister, Emily, always used to eat peanut butter, salami, and goldfish sandwiches.
Okay, that just sounds like bad breath on a cracker.
Isn't that insane?
It may not be really breathy, but it does sound good, though. It's Alex, you got to try and expand your taste bud horizons.
I'm good. If that's what it means, no thanks.
Hey, good morning, Brooke. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll wrap up with you. What do you got?
Shaving your legs and then putting pants on.
Oh, that's for
good
the ladies?
One.
Yes. It's like such an underrated feeling. Or laying in your bed with it. Anything brushing up against shaved legs.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're so right.
Does the same work for like ladies when you shave your pits, or is it just your legs?
No.
I guess it depends on how hairy your pits were.
Liv, I go to the resident non-shaver.
No, yeah. I don't know why I'm the resident non-shaver.
Oh, when you were gone, me and Alex said that you've quit shaving.
Oh, okay, cool.
Thank you, Brooke. It's the Joe and Alex Show.